This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klinginer. Key West gets millions of visitors a year. And this week, the island has one visitor with a unique perspective. The Cuban ambassador to the United States is visiting Key West, and he's doing a lot of the things that tourists do. Lunch at a waterfront seafood restaurant. A trolley ride. Waiting in line to have his photo taken at the southernmost point. But Jose Ramon Cabañas is also scheduled to meet with city commissioners at several events on the island.
It's a large Cuban-American population in Key West. We know we have many friends, and then we will have the opportunity to meet local officials, business people, and our Cuban community here.
Key West's ties to Cuba go back to the 1800s, when it was a center of exile and rebellion from Spanish rule. And after Cuba won independence from Spain, the two islands became close with daily ferry and airplane service.
As neighbors, they feel very, very close. And we welcome a lot of visitors from this part of Florida, as well as the west.